is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the World Pork Expo is bringing topics of pork production to the forefront of producers' minds. Obviously, while we haven't heard much about African swine fever, it's still a threat and an integral part of making sure that the industry and its producers have all the protections they need to prevent a foreign animal disease from taking a hold. We'll talk with the folks at NPPC right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Dr. Anna Forseth is Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council, and she gives us an update on where things are in regards to African swine fever.
I've been getting a comment recently that it seems like it's slowed down. We're not hearing as much about African swine fever. And I would agree that we're not hearing as much about African swine fever, but I think the message that I would like producers to hear is that the threat remains. It's not like countries are eradicating this virus. ASF is in more parts of the world than not. And so the threat, the risk is the same as it was when we were really talking about ASF. And so we need to continue to focus on preparedness and response and on-farm biosecurity.
Forseth says that there is a vaccine still in progress and they're trying to get one done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the vaccine research continues. There are, you know, several different vaccines. This is an interest of industries far beyond the United States. And so that allows for a lot of collaboration across border and in countries that are dealing with the virus itself. So it's not easy to make a vaccine for this particular virus. It's not easy to get a vaccine approved for this particular virus. And so the expectation was not that it happened quickly. The update for now is that we are still working on the vaccine.
NPPC is working hard with other animal industries, such as beef and poultry, to lobby for funding for the needed tools and resources in the new farm bill. Dr. Forseth calls it a barnyard approach.
And so animal health priorities, and as you mentioned, amongst the barnyard, focus on a few different areas. First, funding for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. So here in Iowa, you've got a fantastic veterinary diagnostic lab, a lot of updates to that laboratory recently, and so that's certainly a member lab of the NALM. So continued funding for those laboratories. The National Veterinary Vaccine and Countermeasures Bank historically is really focused on foot and mouth disease vaccine and will continue. Should we get an approved African swine fever vaccine, that would be an important asset for storing that vaccine in the event that we need it. And then the other two priorities would be the NADPREP program through USDA, the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program, which is a funding opportunity for academic institutions, state governments, industry associations who have identified a need with regard to training or purchasing depopulation equipment in some cases.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.